Philip White is listening to this.
God help us all. You didn't tell me that.
Good morning, Philip White.
He won't help you, Bobby.
God will not help you, Robbie Brecken. What do you think of the book, Robbie? Sorry, what do you think? Well, we know what Robbie thinks. He thinks it's fantastic. What do you think of the book, Philip White?
I've found it overwhelming in two directions. It's totally confounding. One is nobody's pulled any punches, which I probably deserve more than most to be dealt with honestly, having dealt my cards over many years. But the other thing that is overwhelming is the goodwill that a lot of people have. That's really kept me going since my diagnosis. Like, just a few friends down here, a couple of dozen mates. I call them the transport corps. And, you know, like, for a long time I was getting a ride from here where I am to Flinders every day for different radiation or surgery or whatever. And those people, not just in their physical help with assistance in travel, but the company I share on those drives kept my brain alive while everything else was virtually filled to bits, you know. I was very, very sick.
Philip, what strikes me in this book is the rage and the tenderness within Philip White, and then the love towards you from so many people.
Yes, I don't understand it. As I say, I find it really confounding. In one way, the book, remember the old Pears Encyclopedia? They don't publish it anymore.
Yes.
But Robbie's amazing book to me is sometimes it looks like a Pears Encyclopedia of all the mistakes I've ever made.